The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. Mary set out and traveled to the hill country in haste to a town of Judah, where she entered the house of Zechariah and greeted Elizabeth. When Elizabeth heard Mary's greeting, the infant leaped in her womb, and Elizabeth, filled with the Holy Spirit, cried out in a loud voice and said, "Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb. And how does this happen to me, that the mother of my Lord should come to me? For at the moment the sound of your greeting reached my ears, the infant in my womb leaped for joy. Blessed are you who believed that what was spoken to you by the Lord would be fulfilled." The Gospel of the Lord.
The Gospel of our sins.
Good morning, everyone. It's wonderful to be together today. So you've braved the snow and toiled the weather, and it is totally worth it. It is totally worth it to hear the Word of God and live. To hear the Word of God that gives us hope and strength, especially in these days when we are preparing for Christmas, the solemnity of Christmas, the great feast of the Nativity of our Lord, when the Word became flesh and was born miraculously of Mary, ever virgin. The ancient pagan feast of Natali Sol Invictus, the feast of the inconquerable sun god of the emperor, was transformed by the Christian church just after her persecuted era, and it became the feast day when the true light of the world was celebrated. So that on December 25th in the Latin-speaking empire, and on January 6th in the Greek-speaking part of the empire, there would be a feast that there was a new king. There was a new definitive light in the world, and that light is Jesus Christ who comes to us. And we see that there is a specific path, and there is always a particular path that love comes to us. And it is the path of truth. And love comes to us in the truth through a woman. In our readings today, the church wishes us to be inspired and prepared to receive the Lord anew. And the one that we go to, the one whom we contemplate in these days, especially as we're preparing for the solemnity of Christmas, is the Blessed Virgin Mary, the Mother of God. And Mary, all the types, all of the prophecies of the Old Testament find their culmination. The temple, the law, the prophets, the writings had all waited in eager expectation for the day when Israel would be betrothed to the Lord their God, when there would be a virgin who would conceive and bear a son, and she would name him Emmanuel, which means God with us. And this is the joy of the Christian life. God is with us. St. Paul will be so profoundly converted by this truth that he will say, if God is with us, who can be against us? And he wrote those words, my brothers and sisters, when he knew the whole world was against him. Caesar and his armies and the economic and political system, a persecuted Christian church that had been practically suppressed. And St. Paul could write, who is against us? It's because he knows that in the end, love endures all things. Love believes all things, love hopes all things, and love never fails. And the Lord Jesus Christ is the way and the truth and the life. And he's given us a new commandment to love one another as he has loved us. And that means that the conquest, the way the kingdom of God, the way the unconquerable sun god, the way the unconquerable light of the world enters into our hearts, the way the kingdom of God comes among us, is through simple and concrete, sometimes invisible and not noticed, choices of love. This is the great weapon of the kingdom. This is the way that the kingdom of God is truly built. This is the way that the human heart is transformed, not so that there are merely worldly structures that glorify God, but so that the primary structure that is meant to be God's sacred dwelling place in the world, the human heart, is totally rent open by the Spirit of the living God and by the truth of who we are and who God is. My brothers and sisters, this is to have a living encounter with Jesus Christ. To have a living encounter in the Spirit of God so that our hearts and our minds and our bodies and our voices are handed over to God. That we can pray, it's no longer I who live, it's Christ who lives in me. So we are docile to the movements of the Holy Spirit in our hearts and the way that we love and serve one another. Mary goes in haste, the first proclaimer of the gospel, the first evangelist is the Blessed Virgin Mary. She is conceived miraculously in her womb, and she wastes not a second. She goes in haste from the northern kingdom of Israel to the southern kingdom, to the hills of Judea. My brothers and sisters, this means that the prophecies of Israel are to be fulfilled. The Lord God has united His kingdom to be a light to the nations and the fidelity of the Virgin. She goes across the hills of Judea to the house of Zechariah and Elizabeth. And Elizabeth becomes the first receiver of the good news, the first one to be evangelized. Who am I that the mother of my Lord should come to me? And my brothers and sisters, these days where we prepare to celebrate the solemnity of Christmas and the humility and poverty of Bethlehem, that admonition of this woman married to the priest Zechariah is meant to be an admonition, a motto, a way for us to pray all of these days as we wait for Christmas Day. Who am I that the mother of the Lord should visit me? Mary, we know, conceived by her faith when she said, Fiat mihi secundum verbum tuum, let it be done unto me according to your word. A complete consecration and entrustment of herself to the will of God. And this is an unconditional, total gift of herself. And the fruit of this unconditional gift of herself is Emmanuel. God is with us. In our first reading today, we hear from the prophet Micah. Micah wrote at a time when the northern kingdom was about to be crushed by the Assyrians. He is a contemporary of the prophet Isaiah. And we hear of him from the book of Jeremiah. And the book of Jeremiah even attributes the reform of Hezekiah, who was the first great reformer king in the southern kingdom. Jeremiah attributes that reform to the preaching of Micah. Micah, who convicts Israel that she had turned away from the Lord, and because she had turned away from the Lord, she had turned away from herself. The land was no longer holy. The monarchy no longer could mediate the graces of the covenant. The priesthood had gone astray, and even the prophets who were called to remind Israel of their vocation had turned in on themselves. So Micah, a simple man of the countryside, is raised up to be a voice of God, a voice crying out in the wilderness saying, prepare the way of the Lord. And Hezekiah heard his word. And the voice that Micah shouted out, the voice that he proclaimed, was that the kingdom was waiting for she who would bear. And the time, the renewal time of the kingdom would be when she who was to bear would give birth. It was a prophecy some 6.5 centuries prior to the birth of Christ. And the patience of God, it is fulfilled in the fiat of the Blessed Virgin Mary. And to whom does the Virgin Mary give birth? Whom does she carry in her womb? My brothers and sisters, in the letter to the Hebrews, the 10th chapter, the sacred author quoting Psalm 40, we hear the fiat of the eternal Son of God. The yes to the will of the Father, consenting to the yes of the Blessed Virgin Mary. Sacrifices and oblations you wanted not, but a body you have prepared for me. As it is written in the scroll about me, I say, behold, here I come. It is the voice of the Son of God who sees in the sacred book of the Torah, the book that is to announce the precepts of the kingdom, the fidelity of Israel, that the Lord God Himself, the second person of the Trinity, will fulfill all that is written and prophesied. So today we commemorate the voice of two who say yes to the will of God. Mary, the humble virgin, and the eternal Son of God, who consents to the will of the Father to become flesh in the womb of the Virgin. When the Blessed Virgin Mary is received by Elizabeth, Elizabeth said, blessed are you who believe that what was spoken to you by the Lord would be fulfilled. this path of faith, this pilgrimage of faith according to now Venerable John Paul II, who was declared Venerable yesterday by Pope Benedict XVI, along with Pope Pius XII, two Venerable Popes we have now. John Paul would say that this simple phrase, "Blessed are you who believe," is a summary of the pilgrim path of Mary. And it is a path on which she precedes the entire Church. It is faith, ever growing in Mary, that establishes the new covenant. That just as Abraham was the father of Israel, the father of many nations, and so by faith, Mary becomes the new mother of the living, the new Eve, and the mother of the children of God. It is the faith that will take her to the cross in Calvary, where she will hear the words, "Behold your Son." It is the faith that will keep her humbly and silently present in the cenacle, when the Spirit descends in fullness and power upon the apostles, and a new family is born by faith. My brothers and sisters, these days we desire for our hearts to be prepared to receive love Himself that is revealed in the truth of human freedom that has totally given itself to God. We also desire to make those words of sacred scripture our own. "Who am I that the mother of the Lord should come to me?"